Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to the Chaperi Show, where Vivian and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Our guest today is a woman with an extremely inspirational and empowering story. And her name is Brandi Gilmore, author of Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. You can be your own cure. Hi, Brandi. Thank you for coming on the show.
Vivian, it is so wonderful to connect with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Brandi, before we go any further, I would like us to share something very important with our listeners, and that is, listeners, you may think you've heard this before, but you haven't. This is new, and not only is this new, Brandi's work has captured the attention of researchers, doctors, and scientists worldwide, and this is not just a claim. Brandi's research has been published in a prestigious medical journal. It is a prestigious medical journey, but it was published in a medical journal. What do you have to say about that, Brandi?
It's honestly, it's mind-blowing what we are all capable of in being able to heal ourselves. And so, it is quite a journey.
And your work's been published in Health Medical Journal, on TED Talks, and several documentaries and docuseries. What are they called?
One of the docuseries is called "On Chronic Pain on a Scale of 0 to 10, or 1 to 10. Another one is called Health Secrets. There's several of them. So there's docuseries. The first one was a documentary, and it won some awards. And so it's just really... I have this passion to show people how we can really get results, because we hear more and more about the power of the mind, and we can see evidence of it. We can see, with the placebos been written about throughout medical journals, so we can see evidence of it, but that's the passion. So a lot of times when I'm in these documentaries or even medical journals, that's exactly what I'm doing, is showing people, hey, we can get results. Our minds truly are incredible.
But when you say showing people, you're demonstrating something quite different, aren't you? I mean, you're not just showing them, here's a person who had chronic pain, and here's this person after my project. You've got something else, haven't you? You've got some hard evidence, right?
Yeah, what I started doing, so after I healed myself, I thought, people are going to think this is impossible. How did this woman go from being, wheelchair, walker, cane, an absolute mess, where, was literally on morphine and injured for almost 7 years, to healing myself? And I thought, I have to show people. And so what I started doing is initially I started just showing people how to release their own pain. And then I started just speaking in front of audiences. I started people asked me to speak, and I started taking people from the audience and showing them just on the spot how to use their mind. And I thought to myself, someday somebody's going to think, well, this is fake. That looks too easy. They didn't really have neck pain or back pain. And so I wanted to show it. And what I started doing was I looked up, there's a type of technology called medical thermography. And what medical thermography or medical thermal imaging is it shows heat from pain and illness. And a simple way to think about it is, like, if somebody has a sprained ankle or back pain or neck pain, and we know that heat can radiate from those pain or injuries or even tumor or all kinds of illnesses. And so what medical thermal imaging does is it is an advanced technology that can pick up and detect even the slightest heat in the body. And so what it started doing is, you know, let's say somebody had neck pain, then I would have them scan where you can see the pain from their neck, and then I would show them. So I would show them how to use their mind, and in real time, as I was showing them, you could literally see on the scan as the scan turns from red to green and their pain is gone, and they're saying, wow, wait a second, and they're amazed at what their own mind is doing. And these are the studies that I even had, you know, case studies published in a medical journal, because, you know, seeing is believing. Like, when we can see, hey, our minds really are this incredible. It's just, it's powerful to be able to see it.
So is this mind over matter?
It is definitely not mind over matter. You know, I'm not a big fan of mind over matter. And, you know, what we really want is ultimately healing of the body. And so I've even seen people who have been able to heal from autoimmune conditions or, you know, all kinds of things, being bedridden, blood disorders. I mean, you name it. I see the most incredible things. And I would say that for me personally, I definitely tried mind over matter and it didn't work. And then I thought it was all about belief. And so when I started working on healing myself, I thought about the placebo. And so I was doing all of the things, you know, meditation and visualization and picturing myself healed and telling myself I was already healed. And I was doing that for years. And basically it wasn't working. You know, sure, I could get my pain down at times if I went into a deep state of theta state or relaxation or whatnot, but my body wasn't healing. And so I really wanted to understand how it works. But as I started to look about even the power of belief, as I started, you know, looking through medical journals, I found something called the open-label placebo. And what the open-label placebo is it's exactly like it sounds. It's open-label. So both the doctor and the patient both know it's a placebo. So they both know it's a fake treatment and it can still work. And so when I saw that, it really opened my mind to say, wait a second, it can't just be belief. If they know it's fake, there has to be more going on. And that's what made me want to explore the mind. And beyond that, even finding research where a person with multiple personality disorder could have one illness in one personality and a completely different illness in a different personality, or even have a personality that is healthy, has no documented health issues. And even though they have the same physical body, that was mind-blowing. And so that's like all of this research and evidence made me realize it's not mind over matter, because even somebody with multiple personality disorder isn't believing that they're healed. You know, there's a different mindset.
It's a different dynamic, isn't it? It's a different dynamic. It's not mind over matter, but it's something to do with the mind, right?
Yes, it is.
And
something.
So then what is it to do with?
Well, what I began to do was this, is I thought, that's exactly what I started saying. What is it? Because after meditating and all these things for years, and by the way, there can be meditations that are wonderful, and there can be meditations that are not so great. So nothing bad about meditation, but what I started doing is I started asking this question. I even thought, well, how long do I have to meditate to activate the body's self-healing mechanism? And when I thought about the placebo, I asked myself, okay, well, how long do people have to meditate to get the placebo to work? And the answer was zero. They didn't have to meditate at all. The placebo
right.
worked just by taking a pill, or multiple personality disorder. How long
it's
do they have to
meditate? It's a switch of some kind, isn't it? It's an on-off switch.
What's that?
And it's sitting somewhere in the system.
Yes. Yes, it's a switch. And so it's kind of several switches. And we can see that the switch has both positive and negative effects.
Yes.
You know, for example, if we look at emotions, we can see that a person can be, can die of a broken heart. So they can lose somebody that they love and actually die or be scared to death. And suddenly they're so scared, their heart can stop. And so ultimately, what I began to figure out is it's the connection between emotions and energy was the key. Now, there's specifics to it. It's not just emotions, because the truth of it is we can see that there are people who even have PTSD, who are very stressed, who aren't sick. And there are people who are retired and casual life who are. So it's more specific than that. But ultimately, if we simplify, we say it's the understanding of emotions and what's going on in the subconscious mind that is the key.
So it's emotions.
Yes. And emotions, so I would say this is what I began to figure out, is we could see that emotions affect the physical body. We know that. You know, even if we look at emojis on our cell phone, you know, the little picture on our cell phone of an embarrassed little emoji, we know embarrassment equals red face. Or even panic attack. You know, somebody may feel a bunch of anxiety and have a panic attack, or even sexual thought creates a sexual physical response. And so we can see the connection, or even research even suggests that autoimmune conditions can be caused by stress. And so we can see the impact of emotions on the physical body. And so what I began to look at was this, is I could see that, yes, emotions affect the physical body. We can see that. And then objectively, we can also see that somebody can be very stressed and they're not sick. And so I began to ask the question, what is the difference? And the breakthrough that I had was this, was it depends on a certain combination of emotions. That's the key. And a way to think about it. Yeah, and so a way to think about it is like this, is that if somebody wants to make cake, but they have flour, they can't make cake. But if they have flour and they mix it with other ingredients, now they can make a cake. And if they switch up the ingredients, now there's a completely different recipe. And that's how I figured out how it was possible for somebody with multiple personality disorder to have different illnesses and different personalities, and even some personalities that are completely healthy. And so that was the key.
And, it's like a recipe. It's an emotional recipe, is what you're saying.
Exactly. So I call it the five factors for mind-body healing. And so ultimately, that's what I do even under medical equipment, is I help people to identify what are the specific emotions that are affecting them, and then I help them to change it. It's just like the simple example of, you know, somebody's experiencing anxiety and they stop feeling anxiety, then the panic attack go away. And so it's like that, but at a deeper level. It's about, you know, understanding that more, that other emotions are affecting us, but we don't realize it. Just like, you know, we can see that embarrassment affects the body, or even if somebody's feeling disgust, like something disgusting, they might feel nauseous or panic or sexual thought or scared to death. So we can see all of the ways that emotions affect our body, but what most people don't realize is that other emotions affect us too, like rejection or hurt or abandonment or being shut down or angry, or all of these are affecting our body at a deeper level and we just don't realize it. And so that, and of course understanding that energy is our energy is connected to our emotions as well. So there's some complexities, but the simplicity of it, if we look at it, has to do with emotions.
So do you have an example, Brandy, of someone who came to you and had been meditating and had been trying other things, and then you were able to rather quickly help them? Do you have such an example?
You know, I have so many. That's people's shit. That's a very common story, but actually even in the link for the medical journal, the cases in the medical journal, one of the volunteers that I worked with, it was brilliant how it unfolded, because, you know, he came in with a level 6 of pain, and I helped, and he was somebody who was meditating for many years, and so I worked with him, and I helped him to get his pain, and he did it, but I helped him use his mind, and he got his pain gone, and you can see it under medical equipment. And then after he stood up, he said, wow, I'm so surprised that that even worked. I just came from a 10-day meditation retreat and a positive thinking seminar workshop before that. And so he had just come from that, and I didn't know that, but what I did would just help him to identify those specific combination of emotions and help him to begin changing those.
And Brandy, how long did it take from level 6 pain to, I guess it was no pain. How long did it take?
No pain, yeah, to zero. It was 28 minutes.
28 minutes? That's a wow. Jeepers.
It was 28 minutes. Now, this is what I always tell people, because I always tell people, number one, first and foremost, I have been working with the mind for over 20 years now. So I make it look very easy, number one. Number two, I always tell people is this, is that it does take follow through. And so I have worked with people and helped them to release pain, and they did it, and they stay out of pain, and it are great. And I've also worked with people who have been in pain, and then let's see their pain, let's say it has to do with anger, and then they go and get triggered, and then it comes back, and they have to repattern themselves. So in other words, the most important thing is that there is a genuine change. And so I always tell people, I make it look ridiculously easy, but it does take a genuine change.
A genuine change. And that's where the difficulty is, isn't it? Because some people, they're scared of the change, aren't they?
Yeah, that is so well said, Vivian. Absolutely. Some people are scared of the pain or of the change, but the other thing is a lot of times what's really hard is that also the mind can be miswired. And what I mean by that, let's say that somebody gets linked up love connected to sympathy. Then the problem becomes that they don't want, you know, if there's sympathy, then there has to be negative things that are happening in life. And so they're linked up to those negative things, but it's linked up to love. And so it's like the mind gets miswired. A simple way to think about it is to use the example, the unfortunate example of a cutter who maybe cuts themselves, and they can experience a feeling of relief or euphoria or control or safety from cutting themselves. And so it's like a positive thing gets linked up to a negative thing, or even somebody who feels like holding on to fear is keeping them safe. So then they become afraid to let go of the fear, but then fear can then affect the health of the body. And so it does have to do with ultimately rewiring the subconscious mind.
Rewiring the subconscious mind and miswiring. And, you know, I do understand those concepts because a while back, I think it was 2003, I wrote a book called How to Lose Weight and Gain Money with a co-author. And that was about the miswiring, where we equate food with love, and so we eat too much food because we need the love, and we also equate money with love, and that causes us various problems because we're trying to give ourselves that represent love via money, and we could be have poor spending patterns or whatever because of that. And that was a miswiring that I looked into specifically with regard to weight and money. And now you're looking at this same kind of dynamic of the miswiring, but with regard to chronic pain versus getting being able to get well. Am I understanding correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I would say that is a part of that. So absolutely, part of it has to do with the miswiring, and then part of it has to do with understanding that there are multiple ingredients. You know, meaning that we can see one person who has anger and it doesn't affect their health, and another person who has anger and it does affect their health, and it's because there's multiple pieces to it. And so I would say that, so miswiring is a part of it. And also the multiple pieces And I would say, you know,
we'll have to come back to this because I can tell that we've got more to talk about here, and it's very important right now to let people know how they can get hold of you. So can you give them some information in that regard, Brandy?
Absolutely. The best way to get a hold of me, I have my website is brandygilmore.com, and it's with two L's. And one of the great things about on my website, there's a video of me actually working with somebody under thermal medical equipment. So I think that's really powerful. Or my book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body, and it just it helps understand the ingredients, like why it, how to heal ourselves, and I share. You know, exactly that, what we need to change in the mind.
So your book is Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. You can be your own cure. And this is available everywhere, like on Amazon and retailers?
Yes, it is. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, local bookstores, yes, available everywhere.
And your website is brandygilmore.com. That's B-R-A-N-D-Y, exactly like the drink. And Gilmore has two L's, so it's G-I-L-L-M-O-R-E, and then .com. Is that all correct?
That is all correct. Beautiful.
So what also struck me, Brandy, is that you provide a lot of help for free via recorded talks and in-depth free classes. So there are so many opportunities. It's obvious that you're wanting to get the message out and genuinely help people. Isn't that so?
Yeah, you know, this is how I feel, is that it's even written in the Bible. A merry heart is a medicine to the body. Ill thoughts will dry the bones. And we all have known that stress affects the physical body, or we've known of the placebo. And so we see evidence of the power of the mind throughout history. And my hope is that it is our generation that really masters our minds, that we wake up and we say, okay, we've seen this for years. It's written throughout history. And now we're going to use it because we're in this time where more and more people are sick and depressed and having increased illness and all types of things. And that
right.
is my hope.
This is right, Brandy. We're going to have to come back to this after the break. And this is definitely something we want to find out more about. Everyone, we are listening to Brandy Gilmore, who is teaching us some new methods for mastering our mind and energy to heal ourselves. Please join us again after the commercial break.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chopra Show, where we are speaking today to Brandy Gilmore, author of Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. You can be your own cure. Brandy, you developed this process after you yourself encountered a chronic pain situation. I wonder if you can explain what happened to you.
Absolutely. You know, basically, a long story short, I used to do network engineering and operations, and I had a car accident. I had an accident, and then I also had a fall accident, and I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it, but I literally went from living a full life to being injured, and on a good day, I could get out with my wheelchair or walker or cane, and on a bad day, I didn't make it out of bed, and that was my life. And so when doctors said that I wasn't going to get better, it sent me on this journey to heal myself, to figure out. And the last thing I would have thought that it went to the mind. You know, I was trying diet and supplements and cleanses and detoxes and all of the things. And, you know, ultimately, I found that there were miswired things in my own mind that I had no idea. I had fear in my subconscious mind. And so, even when you were talking earlier, when we were talking about the miswired mind and money and food and, you know, all of that, brilliant, because that's the thing. Our minds get miswired and we don't even realize it's happening. And in my own life, I had this feeling of survivor's guilt, you know, from 9/11. Felt guilty for surviving, which doesn't make any sense. So I had multiple links in my subconscious mind that were impacting me that I would have never guessed. And it took really just understanding the mind in a whole new way and energy in a whole new way.
And this is not a self-insight you get from meditating, which is why I think I've heard you previously describe meditating. It can be actually misused because there's something else you needed to do here, wasn't it? You had to go in and get self-insight. And what was the process that you used for getting that self-insight?
Yeah, you know, absolutely well said. I actually had to stop meditating. I realized that I had been using meditation in a way that I was just checking out. And so I always tell people, don't check out, check in, because that, and I see that all of the time. I actually had to get regrounded in my body and really start checking in, because what also happened to me, because of the way I was meditating, so I'm not saying everybody does this, but I was getting good at ignoring what was in my subconscious mind and checking out. And so when I really started to...
Like an escape, you mean? Like escaping from your subconscious mind instead of being able to connect with it.
Well said, Vivian. Exactly. Escaping. And, you know, because I was doing 20 different types of meditation. Like, when one didn't work, I tried another, and I tried another, and all of the leading, cutting-edge ones, and the recordings, and the, you know, but, yeah, I was either just trying to program over, like, oh, I'm healthy, and I see my body healthy, or checking out, where I was like, oh, I see myself over here, and I was you know, healthy and just trying to tell myself that I was healthy and all of these things. And what I realized in all of that, you know, even looking back, the mind is so counterintuitive. For example, a lot of times you hear people say to bring in the feeling of, you know, gratitude and gratitude of life to start lifting your energy. And of course, gratitude is a great thing. However, a lot of times people may have inner feelings of self-punishment or guilt or feeling bad or undeserving. And then what happens is they go to bring in the feeling of, oh, I'm so grateful, and they don't realize they're actually triggering themselves and keeping themselves stuck because it's like the feeling. It feels good because they're grateful, but then it also feels untriggering because they feel guilty or undeserving or, you know, and so
yes, because it's not your conscious mind that must believe. It's not your conscious mind that must do these things. It's connecting it into the subconscious and finding out what's there and remedying that situation, right?
Exactly. It is about, and that was well said, and that was something that was really breakthrough for me, because when I, you know, again, I, my injury was over 20 years ago, but at that time, I didn't even know I had emotions, but the subconscious mind, one thing that was really pivotal was this, is that I thought that if stress is going to affect the physical body, it's got to be big feelings. And instead, what I began to realize is that subtle emotions in the subconscious mind. Subtle thoughts are important. And a way to think about it is like this, is that I realize, okay, well, I've had this thought before. I've had, like, there was a thought and an emotion that I had before several times, and I thought, well, wait a second. If I've thought and felt in this way several times, it can only mean one thing. It's in my subconscious mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You had to catch yourself. You had to catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then I would say that understanding that even our thoughts and emotions connect to energy. And that, was also really pivotal for me, this understanding that. But even, you know, when we think about how much our thoughts help create our lives, we hear, you know, that unfortunately, even if we look at psychology, a woman with an abusive father may leave him and find the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, etc. You know, we can all
have the patterns that repeat themselves. That's what we have to look for.
Exactly.
Because it's like a program, isn't it?
It is, but what's tricky is that we don't, like all of the time when I work with people, when people go through classes and whatnot, they're always like shocked. They're, oh my gosh, it was this, because it's subconscious, so we don't see that there's a pattern there, and that's part of what is tricky.
So Brandy, can I just ask you, what specifically are the steps for getting well again after when one's in chronic pain? Do you have steps? Is there such a thing?
I do have steps. Beautiful. The steps, so I call it the GIFT method. And ultimately, step G is get new positive mind programming. So getting healthy mind programming, so it's GET, step G. And then I, so GIFT, I is identify the negative. It's about identifying what are the problems. And then F is free yourself. And that's all about miswiring, you know, correcting the miswired mind programming. Because a lot of times people just want to use release techniques, but they don't realize that the mind is also holding on to them and it's miswired. And so that's what step F is about. And then step T is transformation. It's about embracing the transformation. So I call it the GIFT method.
And it sounds like you can do this GIFT method in real time. I'm thinking of this guy going from level 6 to zero pain in 28 minutes. So it's not complicated, but it does need you as a guide to be able to do it that quickly. Is that right?
It doesn't require me as a guide to do it quickly. Sometimes probably yes, and also I have people who go through my courses and workshops and whatnot all the time, and that's, they say, oh my gosh, I just released my pain, I just got rid of my migraines, I changed my blood work.
So they're doing it on their own. Brandy,
yeah.
I could talk to you for hours about this. This is absolutely my favorite topic, the crossover between psychology and energy. But let's let the listeners know, because it is time to complete, how to get hold of you. Tell us your website and the name of your book and where they can get it, and then they can look you up for themselves.
Absolutely. The name of my book is Brandy. The name of my book is Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body, and that is everywhere on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. My website is brandygilmore.com. And what's beautiful is that you can see videos of people healing themselves, and it's just truly incredible what we're capable of. And Vivian, I love that you said the connection between psychology and healing, and it's beautiful. You're an absolute beautiful being. It's been a pleasure connecting with you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you so much for coming on the Chakra Show. And everyone, we have to take a break now. And when we come back, Neil will be sharing his report from the spirit realm. Please join us again.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chopra Show, and I'm Neil, very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I received directly from the spirits. So the purpose of this journey is to travel to the lower world and request that the spirits help me travel in a spirit canoe on the River of Surprises. So, from my hollowed-out tree trunk, I find the portal opening on the floor, slip through it, and almost like a fireman sliding down a pole in a fire station, I slide down, going down and down, looking to transition to a shamanic state of consciousness, where I'll be able to be shown the wonders of the spirit realm and receive the guidance from my spirit helpers in the lower world. And I'm going down and down, and I see the river below me. It's in the jungle, surrounded by dense forest. And from above, I can see that it's extremely wild. And I land where I've been before, which is actually a lake. And I call it, from past experience, Hippo Lake, where there are a lot of hippos. And there's a canoe, a wooden canoe, with paddles. I land virtually right there, get into it. And I guess that this lake must connect to the river. And immediately I feel the canoe being pushed from behind. And I understand that the hippos are pushing me, they're helping me. Because I'd wondered how far and how I would get to the river from the lake. It's a moving river, and I'm traveling along and wishing for a spirit, a helping spirit of the lower world, to be with me, to guide me on this journey. The canoe drifts along, and the spirits tell me that I need a more definite purpose for this journey. What do I want to see on this river? I need to state what I want to see, and I think about it, and somehow I now know that there's a crystal cave, a cave that the river flows through that is magnificent. I don't really know how I know this,
where this idea comes from. And the spirits are pleased. They say, yes, that's a very good place to go to. So now the canoe is going in a more deliberate way to the destination. And the spirits are saying to me that this is a teaching, that we must have an idea of what we want. It doesn't have to be the only thing we want, and we might later change our minds, but in order to not drift aimlessly, there has to be an interest and an intention. And I say, well, going along the river and traveling to the Crystal Cave sounds like a very interesting thing to see, and yes, I do want to do that. And then up ahead, I see that the river is going alongside a cave that is in the dark, on the side of a dark cliff. And the canoe is just drifting, but purposefully. And we enter the space, and I immediately see flashes of light and color. I don't see what the source of these flashes of light and color are. And as we drift deeper into this area, I see that there are, in fact, these enormous stalactites that are pulsating with light at intervals. So some of the time there's darkness, and then almost like flash guns going off, there are bursts of light. I see a sloping sheet of multicolored stones going down from further back in the cave to the river. It's like a multicolored, shiny, fluorescent sheet of crystals. And the spirits say it's fine to have come here. And then I see what I would have thought of as birds, but they're actually flying crystal forms. They are vaguely bird-like, and they're like chunks of different colored crystals in this flying form. They're swooping around. And the spirits then tell me that this is not just a crystal cave that I've come to in the lower world, but there's actually a crystal kingdom. So in the lower world, there's actually a crystal kingdom. And I've just seen a very little bit of it at the moment, where everything is made of or covered in crystals. And I see crystal forms that look like people. And very beautiful chunks of crystals like pyrite and other big chunks of crystals are creating these human-like forms. And they're just moving around. I can't see if there's anything specific that they're doing, but they are waving to me. And I wave back, and then I see that there are actually crystal dogs. So I've seen crystal birds, crystal people, crystal dogs, even crystal trees. And this is all happening on just one side of the riverbank, because on the other side there's just this dark black wall. But on this side I'm looking into this crystal place that's absolutely alive with crystal people, crystal sand, crystal trees, and I'm going along in the canoe. It's very, very strange, but I guess I did ask to go on the river of surprises. And I'm shown what I understand to be a family where the parents, the adults, are made of stones and crystals, shiny and colorful, and there are two crystal children, and they're sitting at a table, and they wave at me, and I wave back. And then I can hear something that I hadn't noticed before, but actually was there all along, a very faint, tinkly kind of crystal music. And the spirits tell me I must keep moving. And then somehow, I find myself, because I was told to, lying on a crystal-like altar. I thought it would be uncomfortable, but it's okay. And the spirits are telling me that they're going to temporarily transform me into a crystal person. I have no idea why, and it seems like a major thing to do to me, but for some reason it seems that I feel okay about that. So I don't jump off or run away. And then I feel these blocks of stone and shiny gemstones, crystal blocks, being pushed into me. And they just go in. It's not painful. They just go through my body and take up residence inside my legs and torso and arms and head. And there's something good about this, something helpful about this. The spirits tell me that in crystal form one can merge with other crystal structures and crystal people or crystal beings. So although the crystal looks very solid and separate from every other crystal creature and tree, they say no. In fact, you can actually merge and connect. It's extremely strange. They had me sit on a crystal chair, and then I became the chair. I kind of melted into the chair, but I can still come out of it. And then there's a crystal cat that I'm supposed to pick up, and I pick it up, and it melts into my own form and body. And then I have to lie down on the ground. It's like a crystal steamroller comes along and flattens me into the ground. There's no pain. It's just an example of merging, and I can easily come out of it. And then the spirits give me a mug of beer made of crystals and stones to drink. And this has all been extremely strange, and the crystals say that the lower world, the spirit world, has all kinds of surprises, and we shouldn't think that we know everything about it. It's not a finite place. It's an experience. It's an unconstrained experience. And that the spirit realm is actually a place of magic. It's a magical kingdom. And when one journeys, one is going to magic. And we need to be reminded of just how magnificent and glorious the spirit realm is. And with that, the drums change, and I go back in the canoe and return up my energy beam to the middle world. This really has been a journey of great surprises on the river of surprises. Thank you, spirits. Thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chapra Show. We have to go on our break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Shabra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. This is the part of the show where I, Vivian, talk to and talk about crystals, and our crystal guest today is pyrite. Unfortunately for pyrite, it has been famously named fool's gold, and that makes it seem foolish to like or value pyrite, but honestly, pyrite has some exceptional properties, and it is more foolish to dismiss pyrite because it isn't gold than to appreciate its fantastic capacities. Pyrite's healing attributes are numerous. I decided to take a look on the internet to see what other crystal researchers are saying about pyrite and found a rave review on howstuffworks.com. I'm going to read you a little of it. Pyrite is thought to activate all seven of the body's chakras and can protect from negative EMF effects, that's electromagnetic fields, stimulate creativity and self-confidence, unblock sacral and solar plexus chakras, clear out toxic thinking. Its potential to increase stamina and guard against negative energy, including negative EMF effects, makes it a great healing stone for physical well-being. Moreover, pyrite is incredibly beneficial in getting to the root of karmic and psychosomatic dis-ease, further contributing to its physical healing properties. So I don't know what you think, but that I would consider a rave review. It also goes on to say pyrite is an enhancer mirror crystal. In other words, it helps you to gain self-insight, which I can confirm is one of the most empowering steps in personal growth. Pyrite and other golden stones bring abundant energy, power, success, and joy to the owner. Again, I can confirm that I use pyrite on my crystal reading board to symbolize money success, and it does indeed show me the client's relationship with both money and self and how those are interacting. Then the website continues to say, pyrite can be used in feng shui and when placed in your home, attracts wealth and prosperity, clears away any negative energies, strengthens the bonds between you and your family and friends. Now, that's a great description, but as you know, I always wonder how. I'm always asking this question, how, when it comes to crystals. How are you doing that? So I just want to say, when it comes to EMFs, place pyrite on your desk in front of your computer so that it is between you and your computer, and that breaks up the radiation from the electromagnetic field of your computer. Or you can put it in your pockets so that it desirably affects your own energy field. So you can either break the radiation that's coming at you, or you can strengthen your own energy field to be able to withstand the radiation effect that's coming off your computer. So that's one of the things that I didn't see there, is how to use it from to protect you from the negativity of EMFs that are around us all the time. So I also went and I looked in Melody's encyclopedia, because I always like to consult what Melody has to say. And the thing that struck me is right at the beginning in the description, she lists all the different forms and structures that pyrite comes in. And it's a lot. It's a big list. It also has this property that it's a replacement mineral, which means as a mineral is growing and the crystalline latticework and structure is forming, pyrite can get itself in there and start replacing that mineral, but it will continue to grow in the same form as the other mineral. And because it takes the place of another mineral, it appears in numerous configurations. And it was this quality that led me deeper, because that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to find that piece that nobody is saying yet. There is so much research out there, and there's so many people reporting on the effects of crystals. But two things are often lacking. The one is the answer to the question, how is this crystal doing this? Because that teaches you the second piece that I'm looking for, and that is how to access that property. And that is where I want to take things deeper, and that's my thing that I do with crystals, is find out how to access these fantastic properties that are being described. because there's only so many crystals you can put in your pocket, as one might say. And so then I look and see, well, what's the essential message? What's that keynote power of pyrite? And it is the stone that helps with the well-known dynamic, when life sends you lemons, make lemonade. One of my favorite things to say is the good thing and the bad thing are always the same thing. And clearly, that's the philosophy and magic of pyrite. For pyrite, there is no good or bad. There's just what is. Pyrite says, I like to build bonds between the prevailing dynamics. These bonds create a dynamic structure between the moving pieces. Although there is such a thing as negative energy, there is a distinction between unwanted energy and negative energy. For example, a friend may call you at an inopportune moment, and this can feel negative to you because it is intrusive or overwhelming or untimely. That doesn't make it negative. It's positive, probably. After all, your friend is calling to connect with you. Pyrite goes on to say, yes, it's all about timing. Timing is what can seem good or bad. The same event at a bad time seems bad, yet good when it happens at a good time. Pyrite says to demonstrate its thinking and action, I must share with you a story about when we were immigrating from South Africa to the USA. So here's the story. Obviously, since we were leaving, we needed to sell our home, but we didn't have our visas yet to come to America. And apparently, there were no visa numbers available. The immigration attorney said our visas could take another 9 months. The situation was unknown. Then we got a really good bid on our house, which we wanted to accept, and we simply didn't know what to do. Because again, obviously, we needed a place to stay until we left. We thought the situation through really carefully and decided that we had to sell our house at some point. And so this was a definite and necessary step toward our goal. We also didn't want to get held up once we got our visas by still having to sell our house. Pyrite says our thinking at that time exemplifies how it connects dynamics in a different and positive way. We accepted that the event was right and what we wanted, even though the sequence seemed wrong to us. We went ahead and very anxiously accepted the bid on our house. And then, within a week of accepting the bid, our visas arrived. It was as though the house was a cork, and once we got the cork out, the positive energy was able to flow. Pyrite explains that we get caught out by our beliefs and our thinking. And if we learn how to let go of our perspective and take a new perspective, we are more likely to be successful and empowered in all aspects of life. Indeed. Thank you, Pyrite, for this fantastic help and inspiration. You are among my favorite crystals and without question, worth gold to me. Everyone, you've been listening to The Chaperas Show, where Vivian and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Please join us again next month.